There's two questions. Can we give the water from our home altar water bowl to our pets? We thought it was very special and beneficial to our animals greatly, sir. Those are all the answer. It's all the answer. No, it's all the answer in this paper.
Oh.
So that's also what I do, you know. So I use my water bowl. When I clean my water bowl, it's not just, you know, about environment. It all, I use this, you know, then for tea in the morning. I use all the time. That's why I make tea out of that in the morning. So it says, you know, this water is blessed. It's okay, you can drink, you can give to your pets, you can, you know, use for your, you know, cooking. Yeah. So that's also said in the text. It's all been said. Not in Lamrim, but some other texts. They talk about water bowls.
Excuse me, can you water your plants and flowers?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's also fine, yeah. I think it's fine. Yeah, you can drink. You can drink that water.
What about the rice? It's not cooked rice, it's just dry rice. What do you do with that? I think once I didn't know, so I had to put the rice back in the package or in a container. I didn't know, I threw it away. I thought it was just old rice.
Yeah, I think you can use, you know, same logic apply. You can use, you can use for cooking. So, anything that offer on altar, we can use. You know, it's all the blessed. We can use, So, So there's another question here. Did I answer your question? Oh, yeah. So if you throw it out, that's okay, you know. So like, not supposed to throw into, you know, like a dirty place, you know. That's doing that knowingly, that's no good. Doing that not knowingly, you know, that is not that bad. Yeah, not that bad, or not too bad, I'm not sure how to say.
We replaced the rice. Sometimes I forget about it, and then I feel how long could it sit on the altar open like that?
Typically, you know, like, usually when you set up the water bowl, we typically just set the water, not rice. So rice, you know, especially if you are doing, you know, some kind of special puja, then you set up water, incense, lights. Then this is special puja, you know, special holidays you do that, you know. But if you are doing that every day, that's also good, very good news. But, you know, yeah. So, but typically you just set up a water bowl. That's, you know, that's water, just water, you know, seven water bowl. That's what you do. Yeah, candle is okay. Also, light, you know, this kind of light also. we have many questions about talk and the practice. Can we set up, you know, another teachings to learn this correctly, protocols for Guru Puja in the offering? So I think we are doing Guru Puja pretty well. So in the offerings, we can talk. If you are doing this practice at home or wanting to do practice, then we can talk. If simply, if you are just curious, so then probably, you know, so need to think twice.
Yeah, I guess particular people were asking about doing it at home.
Oh, practice, yeah, practice. Yeah, then certainly we can talk. Okay, yeah. So you have good discussions?
Yes.
Oh, good. So, no. Kind of down. That really the goal is to cover as much as we can. So we complete, we finish, you know, all the 14 root vows, tantric root vows. So now, that is, singing with the charge at the end. So, so what is it called? What is it called there? It's not really pledges. No, she don't call it pledges. It's like bamboje.
They also say the four basic non-virtues.
No, that's same as like four binding.
One action.
Huh?
The eight secondary action.
Eight second.
No, but you're talking about the ones before the secondary vows, right?
No. I'm talking about how they try the secondary vows. What they call.
Yeah, they say secondary pledges in this book.
Eight. How is it? Eight or number? So it's good, you know, to review those kind of books when you read the actual text.
Well, so they talk about the ones, Geshe, that include devoting yourself to a holy protecting guru, treating your Dharma friends with respect, that one? Or are you talking about the ones that are actually then the secondary vows?
There's eight of them.
Yeah,
secondary bow. So you can say secondary bow.
Eight action
or a secondary bow. Bamboo. So this is a term that we have, this special term called bamboo. Bamboo, that means, you know, like it's not really breaking the root vow, but it's about to break the root vow. There's something's missing. There, yeah, so-called bamboo.
I think secondary implies that. In my book, it's called secondary vows.
So then we'll stick with that term. Okay, secondary vows. So bamboo jeje. Rimga onkurje. Tamje dambala ke. Tamje dambala ke. Ngaji jula lebar loba soje goni majamba rimate na sharato jitu bamboos. Then the first one, what he says in the English translations.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. So I'm just confused because I don't know. What I have is a secondary vow. The first one is relying upon an unqualified tantric consort.
Yeah, so that's exactly the one. Yeah. So then, how the translate it?
Relying on an unqualified tantric consort.
Appropriating discriminating awareness by force.
No, that's the one. That's the correct one. That Shukla said. Jima onkur tamzir dambala ke juji ngaj ju lekwa lavas jiko macham bari mata na shodhu jiko bambu so kare nadi so you know like in the Vajrayana teaching there's generating stage and complete stage that's in like associated with the highest yoga tantra teachings, right? There's four classical tantra, charya, kriya, yoga, highest yoga tantra. Those stages exist in highest yoga tantra teachings. Oh? But, and before those, you know, first three classical tantra, there's like substitute of that. It's not real, there's substitute. There's some practice that substitute those two stages. And there are, so, this practice rely on qualified concept that can be practiced through the dreams, you know, through the general stage, pretty much done through visualization, you know, in mainly in the dream, you've done that, you know. So, then when you are in complete stage, you know, then you've done that, you know, like how you say, then you know, do that with the people, okay? So that person and the partner needs to be educated, well educated. All the you can, you know, you don't have to talk simply. You do something, you know, like so many of them also kind of involve sign language. If it's happening in the, say, if that's happening within the pujas or something like that, then, you know, through moving your hand or something, and the other person will know right away what it means. So, anyway, both the beings need to be educated. You know, educated, of course, has to have vows, Buddhist vows, tantric vows, top of that, you know, understand the teachings well, you know, so then that's what it qualifies. So, there's the first one. Shalatu jenu mboje. Ta rimala longchu su juden le ka pata chena ti tobji juden le bombo. So second one, how they translate?
Engaging in union without the three conceptions.
Rimala longchu su juden le ka pata ti na chini me de chaja de da dushi sunje. Please, can you repeat that again?
Engaging in union about the three conceptions. They're also called three recognitions.
Does it say, like, what are those three conceptions? The footnote.
The first conception is developed by maintaining divine pride.
That's good. Then.
Yeah. In which you perceive yourself as the two.
Yeah. That's the same. So now second one.
The second conception is to regard your speech as mantra. And the third is to have the motivation to generate the results times Dharmakaya. To generate the results times Dharmakaya.
To generate a result time?
Yeah.
What timing?
Like at the time? At the time of the result, the Dharmakaya.
The last one, I'm not sure what is the best translation. So anyway, so the last one, so I'm not, you know, in English is probably not as clear, it's called Kuchuku. So nothing really much to talk about, you know, that's the second one. Rimara long chuzo judele ka wadan ti dhiji tovjilinbe bambocha, dhizitovjilinbe bambocha. Is it clear? It is clear, so nothing much to talk. Then Om Matobaham, Topja Nala Mitebala, Naja Tigu, Lebam Dodi, Jintu, Soda, Lagbe, Chatenda, Kangta, So, Tuna, Nimas, Bambo. So that's why it's also like showing this, you know, like tantric substance, you know, to part of the tantric practice, you know, showing like books or maybe image or statues, then also bell. So now you see. Now, not because that you are worried about someone going to steal your bell and dorji. That's why you cover. That's why you finish this cover. That's why it is. That's why they cover. Okay. So as I said, no, this tantric practice is very hidden, very much hidden inside yourself. You don't talk about that, even though somebody requests you a number of times. If you don't see there's no qualified proper vessel, you don't talk about it at all. So you just, this is very much hidden inside yourself. So because of that, you know, any substance they use for those practices, you don't, you know, like display. That's why it's cover. You know, that's the reason. Okay. So now, in the letter, or some say, why this is covered, so that's the reason, you know, so reason. Well, it could be books, could be teachings, could be image, could be, you know, then that also includes, you know, some mudras, you know, the way, especially, you know, then your physical movement, you don't show them, you know, so simply just you don't know them, you know, don't show them, you know, just do, you do when there's nobody, so you do, if there's somebody in the presence, you don't do them, you know, so that's very much hidden, okay? So because there's been display in the public so much, so because of that, one Lama says now there's very little results been produced because of that, you know, it has to be very confidential, hidden, you know, okay? Lagbe Chaja, count of Lagbe Chaja, the hand mudra, count of the, then the you are, there are certain, like, how is it, the movement that's related to your legs, okay? No, so then how that says,
showing secret objects to unsuitable vessels.
That's all they say?
Yeah.
The secret object probably refers to image of secret objects of like teachings, the books, the bell, the vajra, the damaru, certain, you know, like say as a outfit, what do you call? Headdress. Then certain hand mudra and certain movement of your legs, all those included numerous functions of bambuche. So they just says sacred object. This in that all includes that image, statues, book, the teaching itself, you know, bell, doji. So I'm saying that why this bell and doji is covered with the, you see when he's always give teaching, when you go, it's all covered, that's why, you know, that you are not supposed to show, you know, so that's why all these objects have been kind of hidden, you know, hidden from public view. So these are the material objects. So then the mudra, hand mudra, how you be hidden, you don't do, if there's somebody present in your room, you don't do them, you don't do them, you only do when there's nobody there, you do something like that, okay? Oh, yeah. Then it's so good, that's number three.
Number three.
Is clear? Oh, yeah. So good, power, pami, tumu, sushin, chebe, che, kaja, chungse, chedam, tamu, deba, so, inji, tuna, so, you know, bamboo. So, that's how the last one is.
Fighting or arguing at an off rank ceremony.
Yeah, so that mainly refers to the puja talk. I didn't see, been here 15 years, I never saw someone fighting. Always everybody kind of, you know, happy. Yeah. So, you know, my bag, there's only few. How come that your bag's full? Why I have to do this leftover talk all the time? Why you have to do to bring them outside? Why not you? So then there are, you know, like something like that, you know. So the things like that, there's people getting argument, you know. Somebody who is proper vessels to hear the teachings about, you know, the Vajrayana teachings, then when they ask you questions, then you give them wrong answer. So if somebody asks you what is tsok, tsokji kolo means, tsokor means, you know, like the puja gathering, tsokor means core, puja gathering the puja. If somebody asks you what is that, then you say, oh, that's pizza party. There's pizza party, so that then you're giving wrong answer. So that's also, you know, secondary vows. So the qualified vessels has questions about, you know, certain things, then you give them wrong answer. So that's number?
Yeah, that's number
what it says. So we need to check the translation.
Yes. Giving false answers to sincerely asked questions.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So now the best on the questions, certain questions, you know, because certain questions can be answered by questions, you know, by questions. Certain answers, there's four different ways to answer the questions. Certain questions you ask, you answer, asking another question, that's one way to answer. Sometimes you don't say anything, you don't say nothing. But that's another answer, you don't say nothing. Instead of saying something that's false, you say nothing, you know. It depends what kind of questions. Certain answer, it has to be very much hidden, so you don't, even though they ask, you don't necessarily tell them, no, you don't say nothing, you don't say nothing. Yes, no. Tida, Shada. I don't remember truth. There's four ways to answer the questions. I remember one is important here. I remember that. So then you'd say nothing, you know, you just say nothing, you just smile. People ask questions, you just smile. So you don't say nothing. You're not saying this is the answer, or you're not saying that's not the answer, just say nothing. Theravadan practitioners who deliberately, if there's some out there who deliberately, anti-Vajrayana practice, then if you spend there, if you stay there 7 days, so then their view is kind of like contagious. So it's not very good. Or you will probably end up getting upset or irritated or get angry, or you may catch their view about what they're teaching. So that's why.
That's number six.
What do you say? How is the translated?
Staying more than a week in the home of a Shravaka.
Shravaka, yeah, so that's basically not Theravadan practitioner, okay? Shravaka, Theravadan practitioner, so. Tam Sada, Naji, Tini, Mishe, Jan, Sayi, Duda, Chik, Sam, Mam, Chizu, Su, Ming, Ta, Mipa, Tune, Tung, Gomba, Tini, Nan, Naja, Boshe, Zuna, Zunji, Naja, Naja, Shibu, Bambu, so. Then, that's what is, how to translate. So, first, let me say what is said in Tibetan, okay? Then we'll look at the translation. Sada, Naji, Tini, Mishe, you yourself don't know what divine pride means. What is the purpose of divine pride to be generated? Why need divine pride is needed? So you don't know any of them. How you do the and you are kind of like doing like one session a day, doing like this kind of daily yoga practice. So then it's incomplete form of daily yoga practice. And first of all, you don't know them very well. And second, you are doing that incompletely, then thinking that you are great yogi or yogini, thinking. So that is number seven.
Yeah, that's number seven.
What is how they translate here?
Boasting that I am a yogi, although I am not.
No, that's much better. It's very brief. It's all said that. So there's as I said, not knowing. Basically, not knowing what you're doing, and claiming that you are the best. What you're doing is not knowing what you're doing, then claiming that you are the more qualified one. The claiming yourself as a great yogi. Okay, this year. Ta, on to jangala miteba. Is it clear? Yeah, religion unfortunately, every major religion traditions been abused in everywhere. It's not just one religion or something. Unfortunately, they are in order to gain again, somebody who is very, very attached to, you know, fame, the positions, that, you know, like, it's not everybody like Mila Rapa, you know, so just run away from, you know, no interest about fame, not interest about if somebody's telling something good about him, so he just wants to be in the wilderness, that nobody knows where he is, nobody knows how he's doing, none of his enemies knows how bad he's doing, none of his friends knows how well he's doing. No, he just wants to die like dog in the middle of nowhere, so that nobody knows, you know, like that. So then, the other hand, you know, there are people so who don't know what they are doing, so but want to claim they are the best practitioners, you know, so they do all kinds of, that's what it means. Make sense?
Yeah, to try to get
more followers, try to, you know, to, yeah, so basically, yeah, not telling the truth, so just pretending, don't, you know, so that happens in, I think, every religion tradition, you know. So that's why if you are having this vow, and then you are completely breaking them, you know, breaking them. You know? Yeah, so... So Milarepa says that Milarepa says the yogi's wish will be completed if nobody knows where I am, what I'm doing, how well I'm doing. If my friend don't know how well I'm doing, that's good news. So, and at the same time, I don't want my people who don't like me, so there are many people who don't like Milarepa, and on the other hand, he don't want them to know how bad he's doing. Yeah, that's what he said. He don't want them to know how bad he's doing. Maybe they may rejoice. They may create negative karma. No, he don't want his friend to know how well he's doing. No, he just want to be alone and to work with his practice. No, basically he said, if there's nobody crying when I die, that's my part of wishes come true. You know, like, so that's, yeah, so that's what he said. So, Joa Lepa Machebe Kawada Midembala Sawadim Bambu Ne Kondu Shereze. So now that is number?
That was number 7.
Tewa Mera, Nga Oma Mizu Sawadu Na, Tadiri, Nga, 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 Ong Top Janji, Nga La Midembala Sawadu Na, Ong Top Janji, Tewa Tewa Bambu Shere. So, somebody who received initiations but doesn't have faith into Vajrayana practice. So I heard, you know, like in somewhere in Bangladesh, in the University of Bangladesh, they teach students Buddhism, you know. Their intention is to destroy Buddhism. That's why they teach them, they educate them about Buddhism. So to argue with, you know. So in the same time it happened back in Tibet, you know, so that many people, they come from China, so basically communist people, they come, they study Buddhism. So basically, so more likely people will listen. If you say, if you don't know what you're talking about, people will not listen. If you have some knowledge of Buddhism, people may, oh, that person knows about Buddhism, so maybe that person's, so whatever saying is based on knowledge, not just, you know, criticism. So that I also heard, you know, Bangladesh there. So this is all unfortunate. Also I heard, you know, people in the Western world, the people, they sent a group of people to Thailand just to destroy, you know, I say, like, Buddhist culture. You know, they just, their whole goal is to just them, to convert them into some other religion. They just destroyed, you know, their belief system. It's happening, you know. It happened in the past. It's happening. So those people, you know, in some cases, those people may receive, go to initiation, receive initiation, so, but they don't have any faith. They just do that for different purpose. Teba mela. So if you encounter this kind of people, if you talk about all this, you know, secret substance that, you know, involved in the Vajrayana practice, if you talk about them, so there's not, then there's number 8.
How's that? Teaching the sacred dharma to those with no faith.
Sacred dharma, you know, only what is sacred is like, refers to, as I just mentioned, certain hand mudra, certain movement, and there's no, there's just all these things, okay? Oh, could be deeper than that. So, is that clear now? Is it clear? Oh, yeah. So, this is education class, you know, so I'm not here, I'm telling you how well I practice those vows. That's not what I'm doing. I'm simply here to explain what are the vows, no? So, okay. And also, at the same time, it's important to remember Lama Atisha, when he went to Tibet, he says, you know, he was hardly, how you say, Lama Atisha, you know, this is very important, you know, the faction in Buddhism, India and Tibet both. So he's saying that, you know, he was not contaminated by Padmamoksha vows. That means he keep them very pure, Padmamoksha vows. Buddhist other vows, you know, here, there, he do break them here, there, and he purify right away. When it comes down to tantric vow, it's like pouring rain. Breaking the tantric vow is like pouring rain. So if that's the case, no, if that's the case for Lama Atisha, so we should not feel discouraged, you know, so should not feel guilty, no, regret, no, shouldn't feel guilty, no, so we will break them here, there, but, you know, so make sure that, you know, we follow the how to proper way to confess them, okay? Important, if you, it's important not to pass the day with broken vows. If you purify them, you know, then you don't pass the day with, you know, broken vows, you know, so then you purify them. You know? So maybe we'll be there here in Samsara, Breaking, purifying, not making a whole lot of progress, but not completely breaking from the rudeness and breaking here, then purifying. So maybe end up doing Vajrasana practice like many years in Samsara. So like important thing, what we need to know here, so make sure that you doesn't pass day with broken vow. So then it's when you break, you purify right away. Okay, that's where to purify. Jowa lepa machiwe kawa dhan midiwa sama midiwa shiya sa jingo ti chokor maliwe chang tangye changje tangye kagong jisida cheba songa ham thayi nawa toba su khaya meba jingo ti onku wa danju thayla dhan ramne su chena nye su thabal machiwa jingo la jubaji bambu go Bamboo good with this. How many listed there? 8 or 9?
This is number 9. I have 10 listed.
Number 9 or so. Tagua. Bamboo jet. Bamboo jet. So the number 9, Jingo Ti Tsokor Maribu Tanya Kagon. Okay. So there are many practices that involve. So let's take Tara practice as example. Okay, Tara practice. That's like what they call like fire puja, then retreat. Jowa level, Jowa, the preparation, in order to give initiations, what is required, in order to give initiations, giving initiations, then doing self-generation practice, called Danju. So once you finish that retreat, after that, if you break your vows, you just do the self-generation practice, it purifies, okay?
So do,
Danju, self-initiation, so that's one. Tell at then, Ramnesu, then, you know, doing this, you know, based on this particular Tara practice, doing consecrations, stupa, consecrating the temple, also those things, Ramnesu, Nyeso Thapa, Majeba, Chingol, Nyeba, Bumbusu, because this practice requires different length of, you know, entering into mandala. So you are only allowed to enter into mandala different when the people are giving initiations, then you have to, the lama will guide step by step you enter mandala. So after that, if you want to enter by yourself, then you have to do the retreat. First, you have to finish the retreat. So then, after the retreat, there's the fire puja. Fire puja, you have to finish that. So then after that, you can give initiations, do self-initiation practice. Then you can do all this consecration practice. If you are doing that, without that, without doing retreat, doing fire puja, so then there's number nine, how they translate it?
Conferring mandala rite without full preparation.
Mandala rite, that's not, it's too brief. So
this one says performing an initiation ritual without having completed a retreat and so forth.
Yeah, so that's much better. That's a little bit more extensive. So, so if you, in the future, if you want to give initiations, I'm not sure how many of you want to give initiations. No joke. No, it's serious. It's no joke. But it's okay. When you're laughing, I'm angry. It's good. It's good. But hard to say. No, I never dreamed to coming to America. I never dreamed, when I was back in the monastery. I never dreamed, Dream or dream?
I never dreamed,
So I come to America. So you never know, things that happen in your future life. Sometimes, you have no clue. So anyway, this is important things to know, okay? These important things. If you want to give, so this is what you need to do. First, you need to do retreat. Then after that, fire puja. If you cannot do fire puja right away, that's okay. The fire puja can be extended probably year long. So, you can do, you finish retreat here. So according to circumstance, you can make fire here. So then it can be postponed. Maybe you can do somewhere, some other place you can do. It can be wait. So now question. When you receive initiations, then there will be some kind of commitment, right? Daily, usually it's like sadhana, some kind of commitment. Mainly sadhana. So when you receive teachings, then you are supposed to do that every single day. If you are not doing that, then if you miss one day, you can't do retreat. Okay, you cannot do retreat. So that means you have to receive that initiation again in order to do retreat. Okay, so that retreat requires that you have to be consistent with the commitments it requires. So then after the retreat, then if you miss daily recitation one day, then you can do, self-initiation, the way to purify them. Okay, so that's important. So after the receiving, initiation doesn't mean that you can do retreat, but you have permission to do retreat. It's very much best if you maintain daily recitation, whatever it is, till you do the retreat, so then you can do retreat. Otherwise, you have to receive the initiation all over again in order to do the retreat. So then just forget about giving initiation. So that means each Lama, when they come here, when they give initiations, if Lama is giving 100 different initiations, that means the Lama did 100 different retreat. So Lama did retreat on every initiation that he was giving. That's how many retreat the Lama did. Each retreat, minimum 100,000 mantra, minimum 100,000 mantra. This is the brief as it can get. And then if you do the middle one, 1 million mantra, 1 million mantra. If you do extensive one, probably 10 million mantra, then that takes 3 years, 3 months to complete one retreat. That's an extensive one, 3 years. So then the middle one takes months, depend on the pace of your mantra recitations. Brief one. So that means if Lama is giving, let's say, Chöndö Rinpoche, if somebody asks the request, teaching the initiations, if Chöndö Rinpoche is giving 10 different initiations based on 10 different deities, so that means how many Rinpoche did. So these people, they take this tradition very seriously, very seriously. Otherwise, every initiation requires Lama to complete all this retreat, fire put and everything. So you do that. So that means, how many mantras have been recited like that. Okay? It's not, you know, simply you know how to do the rituals and you know how to perform the ritual. That's not good enough. You know, that requires much more than that. So, therefore, when it's coming down or receiving initiations, that's why, you know, I request people to make sure that person whom you're receiving initiation, make sure they qualify. You know, that's why that reasons inviting my teacher here at Kadama Center, inviting Chöntjen Rinpoche, Rinpoche, that's all reasons, you know. It's much better. There are still now, there are lamas who are much more qualified, so better to receive from there. So the same time, other hand, you know, lamas blessing from the greater, from the distance. So you don't so see those lamas all the time. Yeah. So you have no idea what they're doing, so it will be better. Anyway, so that's the reason, okay? So, Jawalaba Majibe. So, that each time when lamas give initiation, that lamas is done, at least, you know, whether the lama has realization or not, at least the lamas created so much merit. So we can, at least we can, you know, see that, you know, this lama has been created, did so many retreat, recite so many mantras, you know. So now that's number 9. So gelon doji zumbesa jinse ki se mere ki tujinse bul ruwa mache ba segna doba ni cheba la gume do gabe de bambo tang so da tu ni cheba ho che me dise kozen ya so long time ago, this practice is still partially, like I say, preserved in Thailand, Burma, Cambodia, in that kind of environment, it's still preserved. So basically, there's 253 vows for a bhikshu. Okay, for a bhikshu, 253 vows. So not just that. So there's then, you know, secondary vows, there's like 90 something. How, where you stay, or how you eat, how you walk, how you dress, you know, how, like, all this, like, it's all about, like, how is it, a nutrition program for bhikshu. So that you are not allowed to touch fire, you know. So in order to touch fire, you have to do this certain rituals. You are not allowed to just touch fire. So you are not just allowed to touch food. Everything that has to be blessed before you receive anything, you know, and the room, the size. So when you go to India, when you go to, because there's like Ajanta Ellora cave in north south India. There's no there's cave. So there you see the traditional monks house house. So there's looks like precisely measured, precisely based on the Vinayaka text, Vinayaka, which talks about monastic life. So then you are not allowed to touch, you know, so therefore, a reason in the monastery, the young monk, they serve all the food, because these are novice monk. So you get from them, then you bless, then you are allowed to eat, you know, so then after when you finish, then there comes again, not in my monastery, some in Tibet, you know, and they come, then they touch. They just touch, you know. They just touch. If you have food, they just touch. So that means now, bless is dismantled. So then you are not allowed to touch. So the next morning, then they come again, then you serve you again. So that's how it has been done. So one of my teachers, you know, Khenso Rinpoche teacher, and Khenso Rinpoche teacher, then his teacher, you know, so one of his attendants, you know, actually, when you reach 20, you are supposed to receive this full bhikshu vow. So you can't wait over 20, or if you are thinking so, it's not good. So you receive the full Bhikshu vow before you turn to 20. So that monks waited. Why? Because it turns out that, you know, I also received kind of teaching from him. So he's the one, we go play with him, the balls, you know, kind of old man, you know, so we give him shower, you know. So he's like, so it turns out that he's, you know, every single thing he does is that he blessed them. In order to bless, you have to have a novice monk. Otherwise, the bhikshu is not going to work, you have to novice monk. That's why he's been waiting. That's why he's never took the bhikshu vows, because the teacher is in practice, every single thing that's, or whoever offered that has to go through him, his attendant offer, then he kind of, you know, receive, but he bless. So he don't keep anything that is not blessed. No, that is not blessed. And later on, that people kind of figure it out. So before we are thinking, oh, he's been lazy, you know, his wife is not taking his vows, and so many rumors, and turns out that's what's happening. Okay. So Merikdwa, that's related to this. Merikdwa means, in order to do fire puja, first you have to do to go through this ritual, you know. So every morning that, you know, the bhikshu, they're saying something that, you know, do three postures into the Shakyamuni Buddha, then they go through mental, they go through the, oh, today I'm going to touch fire. I'm going to dance, I'm going to sing. If I need to sing, I'm going to sing. So, you know, some going to sing. even most of the monks, they don't know how to dance, but, you know, they're just saying, in case, you know, if I need to dance or sing, if I need to touch fire, if I need to touch gold, silver, if I need to dig, cut, if I need to dig ground, if I need to cut grass, or for others gain, you know, so then you're kind of asking permission in the morning three times, then after death, that's a ritual, okay? So if you don't do these rituals and you touch fire, then there will be no, like, breaking two secondary vows. One is associated with the Pratimoksha vows, and one is associated with, you know, Macheba Segna, Dombanji Cheba, Gumedu Devi, Bamboda, Sotatuninjiwasya. There's two secondary vows that's breaking. One is associated with the Pratimoksha vows, one is associated with the Tantric vows, okay? Teta vi tadun da bambe tuma tanje gwe samba chine. So this is not really, the list is like number 10. How many numbers are listed there?
Yeah, this is number 10.
Bambo chudu wa. Kada tini mi de chare de dujer nimi la suza tungo sa tebir la lo yu yanda miya na jubak tewa. There's no 10 secondary vows listed. Is it clear? 10 has no titles. what is the title in English?
It says, needlessly breaking the prime moksha of Bodhisattva.
Yeah. So that covers the secondary vow, the root vow, secondary vow is finished, okay? So so now it's saying, Tetabi Tsadun Dam Bambi Tuana Mesimbachete. First, to identify what are those root vows, what are those secondary vows. Identify means to educate yourself, okay? Tamji Sushin to Sungbe, Sungbe, Tamji Telashe, Tamji Sushin to Tsadun, that's how you practice the vows. First, you have to understand, educate yourself. Okay? So, So now, I think those all the pledges, they've been listed very well in the books. All the pledge, tamchik. Samaya, in Sanskrit word, Samaya. So I will go through them quite fast. How we are doing? Everybody is doing okay or tired? How long you can go on? like 30 more minutes?
Until enlightenment, Krishna.
Not me, I need to give up. So like maybe 30 more minutes, okay, 30 more minutes I will go through this pledges. Or if you're tired, then you know, you just walk around, then come back refreshed. You know? So now it's about pledge, okay, pledge. Tamji sushin to sungwe, tamji tela, ringa sushi, tamji la chi, tamji. So now that's where about conversation about alcohol comes in here, in the pledge, okay, it's not in the vow. So now we know there's nothing about alcohol in the vows, tantric vow, there's nothing. This is all tantric vow, regardless of what kind of deity initiation you are receiving. You are receiving tantric vows. Tantric vow, there's no like 14 root vows, then 10 secondary vows, that's it. No. So now it's clear that in tantric vow, there's nothing said about alcohol, right? So we studied today, we didn't find anything. No? So now that's in the pledge, it's in the pledge. No? There's difference between pledge and as a vow. The vow is much more serious than pledge. Tamdin, it says Tamdin, the vow you say you break them, you break. Tamjik nyam means, you know, it's like kind of like damage or contaminated. Is there a difference between breaking and contaminated?
Yes.
The break.
I've also heard the word.
Yeah, we can tamjik nyam. Or say, you know, if His Holiness, okay, tamjik, for just example, this is here, this, you know, pledge that's related to the five Buddha families, okay? This is, so then top of that, plus that, you know, tamjik means Lama says something, okay, from now on, should not criticize, you know, Christian religions. Then you just go here, then you end up criticizing. So that's like, that is like, not following, that is pledge, that advice that is given by Lama, any advice, even though it's not listed in the books, it is still considered as a pledge. If you don't follow that, then we call, like how you say, weakening or your pledge, or then, you know, like, so this is not good. And if there's so many of that happens, that there's a negative impact on the lifespan of the Lamas. So the Lama says, okay, don't do this. And you want one hand, you want to receive teaching, one hand you don't want to listen what she say, what he say. One hand you want to still receive teaching, and other hand you don't want to listen what he said, she said. And you have your own opinions, you know, what is right or wrong. Then if there's too many of them together here, room, then this room is full with, you know, how you say, tamnyam, that's not good. Tamdinyam, that's why His Holiness is saying, whenever he gives initiations, particularly whenever he gives initiations, if you are associated with this oracle, you know, Shukden, then please don't come to my teachings. You know, so because it's not good, you know, because it's all about, how you say, it doesn't matter the relationship between lamas and the disciples, and that kind of, you know, things that kind of contaminate that. So that has negative impact on Lama's lifespan, so this is not good. So better not to go. That's why, you know, it's not because, you know, His Holiness is giving up on, you know, any sentient beings. So, okay, so,
any advice given by a Lama, could that also be any advice given by a spiritual friend becomes like a pledge?
No, it doesn't become like that. That only has to be, you know, your Vajra Master. And in the Sutrayana, you don't talk about, there's no pledge. The pledge is only in the Vajrayana teachings. In the Sutrayana, Padmavaja vows, lay vows, you know, the eight minor pledges, there's no pledge. Pledge is only in the Vajrayana teachings. There's no pledge there, you know, there's no pledge. Or pledge here. So, if you, when you do the 6 Ajahn Guru Yoga, if you pay not every single time when you do, you know, if you some once a while here there, if you pay attention, you will know to where to find those, you know, this I think the number is 19 pledge. They're related to five Buddha families. There's 19 pledge. So then you will know where it's been listed. They don't list it by sequence, you know, you see some here, some there, some here. So now you have to understand, you know, where it's, okay. But anyway, doing Sri Sahaja Guru Yoga, there's also cover, you know, you are supposed to review the vows and the pledge, but doing Sri Sahaja Guru Yoga, it covers. Then as I said, you know, because here is a different case, if you are doing a very brief one, you don't feel bad, because, you know, this all this commitment, you know, the job that you have to do, you have to make a living, so you have to, you know, when it comes to jobs, you know, there you have little control. Once you make schedule there, you have to go there, you know, so. And here, all this has everything pretty much pre-programs from a vacation to trip and for a walk and for everything, pre-programs, you know. So there, everything is not program, it's unorganized, not really programs, you know. So then, so doing this very short one, that's very okay. Short one, be okay. And sometimes, you know, you do long one when you have more time because, you know, family to raise, you know, so a lot of, you know, demand for your times. So that's reason why they come up with this brief one. I think it takes like 2 minutes. Very short one.
Yeah,
in the medium. The short one is impossible not to have time to do that, you know. 6 times is like very short. And in Tibetan version, it's like one stanza. 4 lines, that's all. That, you know. If the monks and nuns, if they are doing the short one, that's not really good, you know. So what are you doing all the time that you have? You are not walking. Why are you doing the short one? Very, very, very short one. Doesn't make sense. If somebody has a lot of demand or their time, you know, so then it makes sense, you know, you do. So reason, that's the reason why they create a short one. So make sure that, you know, going through them, they cover a lot of the vows. That's why, okay? So now here, first, these books will explain the pledge that related to fight with the family individually. Then, give the then after that, general pledge that is associated with five Buddha the families, okay? That is kind of common. Tambuliji, Nijo Dembe, Tudum Gewat, Sumje Dujo, Sudum Sula, Sudum Sumje, Sumla Jundu Nevas, Sanje Kunju, Chokunju, Kunduku, Nijin Churu, Chavu Dua, Namna Rikitamji, Namna, so Veruchana, Veruchana, Namna Rikitamji, Veruchana, there's like six of them. First three is like three types of morality, ethics, three types of ethics. Gyawachudi. So now it's good to read.
Sure. So the six samayas of Arachana, the first three are the three types of morality: restraining from non-virtuous conduct, performing virtuous actions, and benefiting other sentient beings.
What is this word, restraining? Restraining?
Like holding back from. Restraining from non-virtuous conduct, performing virtuous actions, and benefiting other sentient beings.
First one, Sultim, that's ethics, okay? Morality or ethics, Sultim. Huh?
So these are all in this FPMT booklet.
Okay. Yeah.
And there's also another FPMT booklet that has them.
The one that I was downloading is just as much.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, though, it's an easy resource that you can get.
Also, you know, I think it's, you know, because of this, you know, like discussion, I think it's also good. Some the way they translate it, you know, so it's different. Especially when it comes down to memorization, it's good if there's a meaning the same. It's good to use the same word. rather than using different word. Mm-hmm. It makes more difficult to memorize. Actually, it means same meaning. So Stephanie has a lot of, experience. So maybe sometimes good to get together. Maybe some of those fancy words is unnecessary. You know, so better to stick with one word than less confused. Because here, you know, so many different words been used. In Tibetan, we don't have so many words. We have only few words. The choice is limited, so you have to use the same word. Doesn't, you know, like, scholar? Challenge is not very much based on how many words you know. You know, it's based on how well do you explain the meanings. Oh, it's been more than that. So then, you know, say, So anyway, students from Gevachu, you know, the virtuous deed, Gevachu, Sutrim, the morality, it's called also morality if you are creating a lot of merit. Whether it sounds like morality or not morality, it is morality. Okay? Gevachu, Sutrim. The first one, Nijudum, Sutrim, abandoning negative deeds. That sounds like morality, ethics that everybody kind of knows. The second one, accumulating merit, doesn't sound like morality, but it's ethics. Subjective, huh? Then helping others, usually you don't call it ethics, right? It is ethics. It's ethics. So then restraining.
Yeah, restraining from non-virtuous conduct.
Yeah, restraining from non-virtuous conduct. Actually, not doing those is breaking pledge. Mm-hmm. Not doing those, okay. Huh? So there you say restraining.
Yeah.
That's what it means, not doing them.
That's right.
Yeah, not doing them. So then, second one.
Performing virtuous actions.
Then the three things finish after the Buddha Dharma Sangha.
Taking refuge three times each day and night in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha.
If you are doing this session, Guru Yoga, even the short one, it covers because everything summarized in there. When you do the longer one, in the very beginning, you say refuge in Buddha three times. Now you say first time, three times. The second time, you don't have to say three times. You say one time, third time, one time, like that, you know. So, like that. So we will talk about how to do Sisashi Guru Yoga. So I'm not sure how to do the brief one. Probably you need to teach me how to do the brief one. So probably the brief one, there's really nothing to talk. You just say, you know, The extensive one, you know, even that, you know, once you become familiar, you know that it can be done within 5 minutes too. The extensive one too, you can do. I'm not mean visualization, like just saying it, okay? So far what we found, the pledge that related to Buddha on the Vairochana, there's six of them. Right? Easy to remember, three morality, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, that's it. So the second one is how what is called in Sanskrit.
It's in a different order. So they have Akshobhya as the first one. Then Vairochana is the second.
Akshobhya, that's part of Mijoba, that's Akshobhya has four.
Yeah.
Can you say that in English, what is four?
Yeah. The first is mind samaya of the Vajra. The symbol of the transcendental wisdom of indivisible bliss and emptiness.
Doji chibu, Vajra and bell.
Yeah, the second one is the speech samaya of the bell, the symbol of the wisdom realizing emptiness. The third is the samaya of mudra, generating oneself as a deity.
Well, so when you read this, do you understand? Oh, you have some questions. When you read that samaya, that part, does it make sense? I think so. Yeah, you understand, right?
It's just different language. I've got it in different language. I understand that. It's just different than what we're hearing now.
Yeah, so you probably, the one that we understand, we need to stick with that. So, So when you read, you understand? When you read this? So they are saying 10 days is like no authentic, authentic water and bell. Sometimes the water is like tiny. The bell is kind of like really long, you know, like that. This is all tourist things, the tourists. They you know by themselves, tourists, you know, you can't blame because they have no idea, you know. It's just so that has there's measurement. That measurement has to be, you know, there's measurement. So it's better to get, so that's why we created this booklet about statues, you know. So, if not, you can still, you know, even have the image, pictures, you can keep the pictures if you don't have one. That.
I had a question right there. Do you need to keep the picture on your body or can you keep it with you?
I don't think on the body, so no. So you can keep it in your room. So
you
don't.
No,
you don't have to carry it. So otherwise, you know, you'll make a lot of noise. I'm not sure if you, you know, if you travel together to airport, I'm not sure what kind of noise everybody carries. You can just keep it home.
But I mean, the bell is on our altar, the bell
starts,
but the picture, do we need to keep with us?
No, you just put it on the altar. No, you don't need to carry it.
What I don't understand about these four is, I understand, you know, they give us a definition of what mind samaya of the vajra means, right? It's the symbol of the transcendental wisdom of indivisible bliss and emptiness. But then I don't understand what that means as a pledge, that I just recall this or that I understand this. I mean, I'm not sure what the action is.
You have to have them. You have to have those.
Possessing them.
Yeah, you have to have those. No.
Okay.
Making offering to the Vajra Master 6 times a day. So they didn't say what they say. Can you read that?
Which one?
The one that we are talking about.
All four of them?
Yeah.
The mind samaya of the vajra.
So mind samaya, that's just vajra, then bell.
Okay, speech samaya of the bell. Then the samaya of mudra, generating oneself as the deity. And then the last samaya of the vajra master, making offerings and remembering the vajra master 6 times each day.
Rani lhaguchi ne simji kamji gumde chepa ham leda ishi chajawa. So there's mudra, there's yeah, the one that mentioned in the books, so that's enough to know. So that's one, okay. So these are the four pledges of Akshobhaya, with Akshobhaya. Tene sangsingi jimba, mijibi jimba, chuji jimba, chambe jimba, tirudu jimba, yunjuku tamjese, radna sambhava, Buddha radna sambhava, there's four, what is called?
The first is giving material aid.
Chikche,
Second is giving dharma. Third is giving protection.
Sunji.
And fourth is giving loving kindness.
Shishi, that's called, protections. So, you know, there's, yeah, protecting somebody from, you know, like basically saving the life from the water that's kind of drowning, or just helping somebody who's, you know, going through depressions, you know, any kind of protecting anything from sufferings, okay? Doing that 6 times a day.
Okay.
Yeah. So mainly this is all done in mind. You know, it's not like, you know, you are going somewhere, you know, then it's all, you know, as I said, practicing this profession doesn't mean that you have to, this is not like going around and giving things. It's not like that, you know. It's all done mentally, you know, mentally. You know. Otherwise, you know, how in the world that Milarepa can practice of generosity? Milarepa has nothing really to give. It's not about just giving, okay, for it, you know. It's all, many is done in the mind, you know. So this is quite clear, right? It's quite clear. There's nothing to explain. Rinju Tanji, ta? Chi cha ju jin, chi cha ju 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 de chan, sawa nan jo ta, nan jo la me ju de ta, nin di ji te wa, nan jia te wa, pa ji te wa, chi ma sumbu di chi du chanbi, sumbu di tu ru du zumba yu ba mi ji tamji, Buddha Amitabha's pledge, Amitabha Buddha pledge, how many of them? Su, three.
Yeah.
Three dua.
Preserving the external and secret teachings of Tantra, as well as...
External?
Yeah, external and secret teachings of Tantra.
So here, this word probably needs to be explained a little bit. Extra refers to Kriya Tantra, Charya Tantra, okay?
Mm.
In those two Tantras, mudras, cleaning your body before you do the rituals, you know, cleaning your body, setting up altar, all the hand mudra, more emphasis is put on exterior, how you say, activities, external activities. Okay, that's what is on Chi Chaitanya.
And the secret teachings of Tantra, the internal, as well as those of the three vehicles.
So now the secret refers to Yoga Tantra, highest Yoga Tantra, last two Tantras. Okay? External refers to first two, Chaya, Kriya Tantras. Then internal refers to Yoga Tantra and highest Yoga Tantra, those two Tantra. So then top of that, Hero path, soldier realizer path, and Pancha Paramita path. So means thinking about them, you know, six times a day. So that's why six times in Guru Yoga, you know, doing that covers that, okay? Yobamji is on this year.
Then,
Amoga City? That's external offering, internal offering, secret offering, emptiness offering. Chobazo Tamjela, Rangi Tobji, Chiji, Baby Kenlem Batanze, Nizhe to Chobadini, Tourism. There's two Samaya that is related to Amoga City. Buddha Amoga City?
Yeah,
two Samaya. So that include external offerings such as like water bowl, you know, flowers, image, you know, that, then sawa tekona je choba, sa chinang choba je, kuen de maza, chinang sawa, so how they translate?
They say making external, internal, secret, and suchness offerings. External refers to offering flowers, water, incense, and so forth. Internal refers to offering the five meats and liquids, the inner offerings. And secret refers to offering consorts to the guru and the deity. Suchness refers to remembering voidness.
Chi nang sawa tekone cheba so tamje la rangi top chi ji beba kien lem ba ta chudu cheba, nang chudu cheba. So there's two samaya, right?
Yeah, so that's one. The other one is preserving and keeping the purity of the samayas of the other four Buddha families.
So now that becomes 19?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So these are the 19 pledges. Okay. So there we don't see anything about alcohol, right? In the root vow, nothing about alcohol. No, then the secondary vows, nothing about alcohol. So now this, in the pledge that's related to the five Buddha family, there's nothing about alcohol. So now, so now that finished individual pledge that related to individual Buddhas, the five Buddha family, that is finished. So now the general pledge. So that's where you see about alcohol. So it has to be clear next time if somebody teach, you know, if they don't remember, you can help them. So So now, general pledge of general pledge of five Buddha family. There's two root pledge, and it's called branch pledge. Branch.
Mm-hmm. Branch. Yeah.
Branch. Next sense. Branch. Root pledge, then branch pledge. Yalaga tanzi niche hore. So, pangbuni chichuba tang, jung miduna, agada, tangbu, chichuba tang, jung miduna gawagom, chisola baja, mijuba chagadeshi, tu tupo ter, kangruchila teda, machana, babo jumi, domzim, to the tembaochi, You look at yourself, no, chichuba tangje, if you are not breaking any of those vows, then you rejoice. So then, how is it to make your commitment from now on till my last breath? You know, I'm going to try to keep them as I rejoice. Okay. To put the kangruchik teda machena, if you don't do that. To six times a day, you do six as a guru yoga, 600 a day, generally speaking. Six times, three times in the morning, three times in the evening. If you get too busy, you can do all the six in one time. Better than not doing it. So, do it three times. No, short one. Short one takes only how many minutes?
One.
1 minute. Yeah. So, yeah. Extremely abbreviated, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, emergency, Instead of calling 911, you should do that. When it becomes some emergency, according to Sisai Guru Yoga, you call 911. So that one, if you hear from somebody, they miss it. That's not a nice thing to hear. No nice thing is like, it's no, that's like, how come that just like it takes, you know, even just going from that, that's like almost impossible not to have time. So then that means we have to try all our best to find through our day just 2 minutes. It will take 2 minutes to say six times. So there's good things. It covers all that we are talking about. Mm-hmm. Covers all the vows, secondary vows, a pledge, you know. Okay? Mm-hmm. If you don't do that, you know, if you don't check, you know, like 2 hours, this, you know, six times, suppose generally speaking, six times, out of six times, one time, if you don't check, you know, whether you're breaking any vows or not, if you're breaking it or purify them, if you don't do that, then that would be another, you know, kind of like, that's also part of the place is indicated for all Buddha families, not just one. Okay? This one, make sense? Okay, this one. this is the call, root pledge of the all five Buddha families that you just check. If you are doing good, then you just rejoice. If you are not, no, I'm not sure, if you're not doing good, then you purify. Instead of feeling guilty or looking down on yourself, you purify them, you know? So then, the branch pledge. How do you have the head?
They call it the secondary pledge.
Yeah, secondary pledge. Okay, secondary pledge. Well, that just probably does it sounds better. Secondary pledge sounds better than branch pledge. Same. Yeah. Okay. The same meaning. Branch. Branch is more literally translation. Secondary was Domaniva. So as I said, you know, there's good side or bad side. If you say branch pledge, if something happened to Tibetan language, you know, say, when you end up translating from English to Tibetan, then you'll get the same Yala Tanji, your branch translations. Secondary, then it's going to be something different in Tibetan language, but doesn't matter, you know. Ta Yala Tanjila. So now the secondary pledge. Now we already talk about individual pledge that is associated with individual Buddha. There's 19 of them already finished. So now we have come to the general pledge associated with the five Buddha family. Out of that, root pledge is finished. So now the secondary pledge. Okay, Allah does it. Towe tamji. Then what is called? The first one is what's called?
Giving up the four root misdeeds.
Oh, giving up. That's called giving up. Pledge of giving up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's title. Then the second one.
Well, this one says giving up the four root misdeeds along with alcohol and other misdeeds.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one is dedicating myself to supreme saviors, honoring companions, cultivating the 10 virtuous deeds.
Okay. Powe tamji, the pledge of giving up. Tembe tamji, it means something that you have to maintain, pledge of maintaining. Powe tamji, shen temba sumje. So then another, the pledge of giving up, something like that. Okay. Thambuni, the first one is called four root vows plus alcohol.
Yeah.
Right? So now see, alcohol only comes in the last part of the. So this conversation has been going back and forth here. So sometimes, if the giving up alcohol is in the root vows, so then when you do chop offerings, so the bottom line is, giving up alcohol, that is not in the vows at all. It's in the pledge. It's not in the vow at all. Okay? So vow doesn't matter. Initiations, so based on the deities. Kala, Chakra, Tantra, there's many more initiations been given. Some Tantra, there's small portion of initiations been given. So when it comes down to vow, same number of vows, okay? We don't get confused. That's the same vows. So now, since the chapo watch it. So this comes under the secondary pledge. It's not in the pledge. It's in the. This is not in the pledge. Individual pledge is not there. It's not in the general pledge. In the root, it's not there. But it's come in the secondary pledge. Oh, it's there. So this all sake of educations. Next time, when somebody talk about vows, somebody get confused, to clarify. Clarify that, okay? Japo wache. Tade, simje so now is almost finished, okay? Now, simje duvichir mato, chao mame, tamche pongar choma chao, simje duvichir mato, simje duvichir mato, chao mame, pongar choma chao, pongar choma chao. So, should avoid all these negative deeds, unless it becomes the condition to protect.
The third one is giving up causes for rejecting the Mahayana and not scorning deities or stepping over holy objects. Is that the one you mean?
This is talking something else. So they go, then after that, before that, what is before that? That's the third one. What is before that?
So this is a different way to translate it, Geshe-la. Maybe this has it. The first says to abandon the four basic non-virtues.
Okay, that's one I'm talking about.
As well as liquor and misbehavior.
Huh?
As well as liquor and misbehavior.
Oh, that's there.
Then devote myself to a holy protecting guru.
So there's something is missing underneath there. So first one, so like avoiding the four root vows.
Yeah.
And alcohol.
Mm.
So then it says, also abandon all the negative activities. Make effort. Unless it's for greater benefit for someone else. Someone else maybe could protect, when the vow and compared to someone's life. You don't see that vow is more important than somebody's life, then you better save that life. Even though it goes against your vow. So you save this person's life, even though, you know, or maybe if somebody's, you know, somebody's trying to hit somebody, or then if you are in a position that you can, you know, hold that person back, or maybe in some cases you may need to, how to say, push that person away. Then, generally speaking, that act is not good. But in that case, it's necessary because it's, you know, protecting somebody's life. You know, so then in that case, you know, pushing. Make sense? Something like that, just example. Then, you know. That's underneath the first one. Well, that's kind of, I think it's kind of missing there, so. Right?
Yeah, is that the same as cultivating the 10 virtuous actions? Or is that separate?
No, we are still in the pledge. So that, secondary pledge, the first one.
Yeah.
So that's not, it's not there.
Mm-mm.
So that's kind of the missing, but it's okay. That's the kind of missing, okay. So then, second one, Temitamsi. So now it's about Lama. What is it?
Yeah. This says dedicating myself to supreme saviors.
That's like maintaining, it's called here maintaining pledge. Okay. First one is giving up pledge, giving up. Second one is maintaining. So that one's called, what is called? Chukira, please.
Dedicating myself to supreme saviors. Honoring companions.
Nanjo.
And cultivating the 10 virtuous deeds.
Or you can say abandoning 10 non-virtuous deeds. Okay? That's correct. That's, everything's there. So now the third one is called Pometamsi. Another form of giving up pledge. That's what I say.
Yeah. Giving up the causes for rejecting the Mahayana and not... And not scorning deities or stepping over holy objects.
Rani Timid Lam Deva Michashi, T. Devonyanda, like a top of Muji, Chapa Mijela, Simpson of Kawachi, Chantovashi, Kuama, the part of Tunisia, Kojachumba, Sada, Mita, Sawapa, the Nijija, Niba Michashi, Paya Sunya Zobachi, Chaja, Paya Shumba, Musam, T. Sunya, Lame Shumba, Paya Chazanas of Koma Michashi. So that's, I think, I briefly explained that, all of that, in the beginning, very beginning, you remember, there, you know, all these protocols, okay? So I think this is quite good to learn, you should write it down. Benza Beka, Atama. Benza Beka Atama. Benza Beka Atama. Okay? Benza Beka Atama. In case if you know, so kind of go over like books or maybe like all these protocols, you know, so then you say this mantra on Benza ho Jeju. There's no om. Benza Beka. Benza Beka. Benza Beka Atama. Atama. That's like Atama. You say that and visualize that you are going underneath them. So in the monastery, it happens quite a lot because, you know, when you clean the altar, you know, you know, the temple is like a two-story building. So, you know, the upper part, there's no guest house, not for the benefactor for the monastery, they stay there. So then, you know, time to time, you know, you have to go over there, you know. So like sometimes when you clean the altar, you know, I think we have people that have the hands like long as elephant nose. Sometimes we have to step on there. So that in that kind of case, you know, then you have to just visualize that you're going underneath them, you know. So that mantra is good to remember. Benza Beka Atama. So, Benza Beka Atama. Rani Teda Udjini Mivashas. Then you have to visualize that you are going underneath them. Benza Beka Atama. Beka Atama. Teda Ringa Chita Su Tamja Ngonta Chita Su Wachas. Nyana Chita. Oh, yeah. So, this is. So, maybe, you know, then today is quite a long day. So, I think, you know, so, as I said, I really appreciate it that, you know, and please, everybody rejoice. Everybody's present here, rejoice. As I said, you know, it's beautiful weather today. Mm-hmm. So you could go to park, you could go to hang out in the flea market, you know, you could go so many different places, and you deliberately choose to come here to educate yourself about tantric vows, pledge, sacred, you know, other sentient beings. So then every, you know, one of your presence here is greatly appreciated by Geshe Gelug, and also not me, just know all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, knowing somewhere in the world, group of people, you know, studying vows. So that's the best offering you can make, you know, even just studying the vows, you know. So they, believe it or not, they feel that, they do feel, because each time, whenever they are in the universe, whenever there's no, like, occasion this life take place, there are some signs that happens in those pure lands. They have some signs, you know, they will know right away. There are some signs, you know, some signs. There is different signs. And the people there, the enlightened beings, Bodhisattvas, you know, those beings, they will know, you know, what's happening in our universe. They know, so they rejoice. They rejoice. So they, you know, then it's very good. So I'm more than happy to explain these vows, you know. So and the time that you spend here is worth it. Okay, it's worth it. So at least, you know, the imprint is already printed in our mental continuums about these vows. So from Buddhist point of view, it's a big deal, especially studying about Vajrayana teachings. You know, it's important because out of 1,000 Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha only talks about tantric teachings. Then after that, there will be many, many Buddhas. There will be no teachings about Tantra. You know, unless you have some caring, some kind of seed in your mind stream, so then you may get some hint from the Maitreya Buddha about Tantra teachings, probably in the, you know, in the secret court. If you don't have any karma seed in your mind, you know, you are going to be clueless. If you have something in your mind stream, so then, you know, you kind of, yeah, so there's a way to then, even though Buddha, Maitreya Buddha don't talk Tantra teachings in the public, but it doesn't mean that you are not going to, you know, have access to Tantra teaching, but you will have access in different ways, you know, different levels, okay? In that regard, also it's important to have some kind of imprint, you know, in your mind. So maybe some other teachings, okay, some maybe one more, not like 4 hours, 2 hours, another class sometime, talk about how to purify if we break them. Oh, okay, so today I think I'm worried that I'm going to purify your brain if I go on. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
One of the ones that you use the term misbehavior, that's kind of vague. Maybe that's a whole different class. is there any insight on what misbehavior
is?
Do you mean misdeeds?
Misdeeds,
that's one of the secondary pledges. The Geshe is the first one, giving up the four root misdeeds, along with alcohol and other misdeeds. Giving up the four root misdeeds, along with alcohol and other misdeeds.
That misdeed basically refers to the four root vows: killing, stealing, lying, sexual misconduct. Those are the four. That's what it says, misdeeds.
And then it says, and other misdeeds.
Huh? Say it again.
It says, and other misdeeds.
What other misdeeds? Can you repeat the whole sentence?
Yeah, the whole sentence is giving up the four root misdeeds along with alcohol and other misdeeds.
So, Buddhist vows? No, sport. I think sport, you can do sport. You can exercise.
Well,
you can
talk about spending too much time doing
holistic things. So it's not virtue. It's not non-virtue. It's just no. It's just. I'm not sure. Like. If you are kind of person, just think about Dharma, so then you can say that's waste exercising, you know. So that, you know, like, I'm saying, like, it's all like how you look at, you know. So, like, health, we learn tantric vow is a more sacred one when it comes down to vow, generally speaking, Padmamoksha vow, Buddhist vow, tantric vow. It says, obviously it says, like abusing our body. Maybe there's many different ways that we abuse our body, not intentionally, but you know, not exercising properly. Another way, there's also kind of abusing body, so I'm not sure. Anyway, so you know, there's so many diseases, you know, this is not like, how is it? The waste from this point of view could be waste, no? So that point of view could be waste. And the worst point of view, waste and then drink something negative. Then the exercising is not really negative. Okay. Yeah, thank you. I really greatly appreciate all your presence here and your enthusiastic interest, desire to learn about the vows. As I said, not just me, it will be appreciated from all living beings, throughout the 10 generations, Buddhas and Bodhisattva. Each time when we learn something, their hope goes up. Yeah, believe it or not, their hope goes up because they want us to do better. They want us to get enlightened as quick as possible. Only through wisdom, no wisdom, no enlightenment. Each time when we study something, their hopes go up. See, somewhere people are studying the vows.
Sure. Can I ask one more question? The 50 stanzas on the spiritual teacher, is that considered also secondary vows, or are they pledges, or are they a different category?
If you want more headache.
Did you say headache?
If you are looking for extra headache, extensive headache, then you read Lama Tsongkhapa. So, no, whatever has been said, Lama 50 stanzas, the talk of Guru devotions.
Right.
Everything that's been said, it is considered as a pledge. It's considered as a pledge.
Okay. It's a pledge.
It's considered as a pledge. Okay. It's not vows.
Yeah.
It's considered as a pledge.
Just Atama, is it Atama or Ataman?
Atama. Oh, yeah. Yeah, thank you very much. And please rejoice each other in the present here. Dark engineers are being awarded in the number of one of the other challenges.
Okay, let's
Take
a break and come back for the last dedication prayers on the pink sheet with the verses from Shantideva. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth. Those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvest. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and the unbound be free. May the powerless find power, and the people think the benefit of each other. Gauri Rawe Kor Ching Kam Dir, pandan dewa malu junwe
Om Tari Tu Tari Tu.